I've traveled to this place. I've got this new job, and I love the people I'm working with, and I can't wait to get up in the morning and go there and do the thing. That's the energy you want to come from. And describing that in detail on paper and becoming like, to use, my creative side, put on the costume, put on the sparkle, get your second act sparkle awaits. Put on the sparkle, act as if you are that person already, and watch what you magnetize to yourself. Just the energy of being in that way, you it's like you can't watch the Discovery Channel if you've got CNN on your TV. It's not gonna happen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson, and this is the show where we feature stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations so that we can help you to overcome your limitations, live a happier and more fulfilling life as soon as possible. And as we are out there navigating life, challenges do come up. Things that are challenging do happen to us, and that causes us to have to look for solutions. It causes us to make changes. It even helps us to transform our lives and take them in a new direction. And that's what this show is all about. Now, sometimes you might find yourself stuck at a crossroads. What do I do next? And maybe just some unclarity or even confusion around what that is. Well, today, my guest is Amy Sponza. And what's special about Amy is that not only has she experienced this in her own life, and she's going to tell you her story, but she helps others navigate this as well. Amy, thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
I'm looking forward to it. And you and I have had many conversations, we just none of which that we recorded officially for our audience. So now we get to do that. So, Amy, my first question for you is, what's your story?
Well, my story starts a couple of years ago, more than a couple now, actually. It's like 4 years ago now. I was working for our family marina business with my brother at the helm, and he asked me if I could meet him at our mom's house. And I thought, okay, what's going on? And once we sat down to talk, he said, "I've noticed that you are unhappy, and it's not just obvious to me, it's obvious to everybody around you. And I want you to take the time to find what it is that's going to make you happy, because you're not happy doing what you're doing at this job, and it's affecting the people around you." And I had no idea that how I was feeling was that obvious to anyone else. I guess I was wearing my heart on my sleeve a little. It was at the end of 2020, the tail end of the shutdown with the pandemic and everything. And previous to that, I had been in 2019, I had an agent. I was going in and out of the city for auditions as an actor. And that's what really lights me up, right? And he said, "It's like the light has gone out in your eyes." So that's a pretty incredible thing that my brother took the time and the effort to point that out to me with love, to say, "Go take time and figure it out." So I did, and I found a coaching program, a 3-month program that I went through myself. And during the course of that adventure, I was writing in my journal one morning. I would love to be invited to be in a short film, shooting in my local area, working with like-minded creative people, and being part of the creative process. Having made some short films myself, with groups of people during a 72-hour film challenge, it was very exciting to me, and I enjoyed learning all the ins and outs of filmmaking. So I wrote that in my journal, and then I took my dog for a walk. And while I was on the walk, I ran into someone else walking their dog, and we got talking, and turned out he was in the business, had been in the theater, and I thought, oh, maybe this is something. And then he went on his way. And while I had been talking to him, I got a phone call, but I didn't answer it because I was talking to this man. So I called back and I said, "What's up, Joe?" And he said, "Hey, Amy, I'm here with the director. I've written a short film. We want you to be in it. Can you meet with us today?" What? I said, "Wow, I just wrote about this in my journal this morning. I can't believe this." He said, "Well, I guess it's kismet." So, yes, I said, "Let's meet." He came to my office and he told me about his script. I said yes to the role he wanted me to play, and I got to be part of the creative process because I have a theater company that I co-founded. So I know a lot of local actors. I helped them cast, and I also provided two locations for them to shoot the film at my home and my mother's home. And that film went on to be in film festivals, and it won some awards, one for my friend who played the leading role in this film. So I was so inspired by all of that I was in a space in my own mind that I energetically attracted what I wanted. And I thought, if I can learn to do this, maybe I can help other people learn to do it too. So I signed up to become trained as a dream builder coach and a life mastery consultant with the Brave Thinking Institute. And it has been quite a journey. And I love doing it. I love seeing the light go on for other people like it went on for me. And I think you can see it in my face and my demeanor, just how happy it made me. The light in my eyes came back, not only for that moment of manifestation of something that I would love, but also to see it in my clients. It's really a wonderful thing.
I can most definitely see it, and it reminds me of what got me so addicted to coaching in the first place is when you see that light go on, especially when you see the before and the after. I didn't know you in the before part, but I can picture it because I've seen it in others so many times. And there's so much to unpack here, but I just love how it inspired you to want to then help others. And that is a common theme that we are seeing with not just with the people who are guests on the show, but with all coaches. It seems to come from their own transformation and their own journey. A couple of things I wanted to ask you about just from like the learning that you went through on this journey. First of all, how nice it is to have someone give feedback from that place of love, because that doesn't happen for everybody. And anyone listening in right now, they might be going through a time where they're not all that excited. Like the light might be dim right now. It's not out. If it was out, you would not be listening to this, but it's just dim. We go through dark periods from time to time. And we need that inspiration to be lifted out of it. Maybe it's listening to this podcast episode today. For you, it was your brother. What do you when you look back and sort of the turning point where things started to be brighter, when things started to get better, what were some of the steps that you took that really started to contribute to a different feeling.
Right. Well, this 12-week program has really 10 steps because some of those steps take a couple of weeks to get through, right? So the first thing I would say is having a vision of what you would love, deciding what that's going to be, you know, because a lot of us stop dreaming about what we would love. Somehow, somewhere along the line, we're told what we're expected to do, right? What, you know, you back in my parents' day, you know, the if you're a woman, you graduated from high school and you either, you know, my mom, she became a nurse and then she got married and had babies, you know, and was a homemaker. So, I mean, there's so many more opportunities now for young people to decide, but you know, for my generation, a lot of us did what we were expected to do. You know, if we got a job and we worked that job until we retire, and maybe it's not anything that ever was going to light you up in the first place. Maybe you just did what your parents did because that's what was in front of you, and you didn't experiment with what you would really love. And a lot of us can look back at what we loved as children. What did we pretend to be? What did we love doing when we were kids? And a lot of times the clues are there. But starting with a vision and asking yourself, what would I love? It's one of the most important questions you can ask yourself. And then from there, making a decision that you are going to go for it, regardless of whether you know how you're going to do it. You don't need to know every step of the way. Like, how do you climb Mount Everest one step at a time, right? If you're on a foggy road in your vehicle in the dark, you can only see as far as the headlights shine, but you know the road continues. You just have to keep going. Go as far as you can go and keep going. So design your life, design your life with a vision in mind, make a decision for it. And then when the fear comes up, as it always does, because we're designed that way to protect us from danger, that ancient part of our brain, the amygdala, says the tiger is going to come and eat you if you go out into the unknown. So don't do it. But of course, we don't necessarily need that protection anymore. So we have to calm that part of us. And I like to say, dance with your fear. You can go out on the dance floor with your fear, but the fear cannot take the lead. You have to take the lead and say, it's going to be okay. We've got this. Let's do it. Let's tango. Let's do a square dance. Whatever it is, whatever new dance you're going to learn, you're going to do it together with the fear. So those are my three D's. Design your life, decide for your life, and dance with your fear.
I love all of that. And, I want to go back to the design part just for a moment, because there was something I heard you say in your story, and I just felt like, let's unpack this a little bit, because I think it's something that can help give people a starting point. What I heard you say as part of your journey is that you had written down this vision of what this production that you wanted to be part of. And not just that I want to be part of a film, but you got descriptive of it. Like, I want it to be in my hometown, and I want to be part of the production, and I want to have a role in that. And I think there was more as well, but I mean, that's, a good summary of it. But you also talked about, well, you don't have to see the whole all the steps. You don't have to see the whole journey in front of you. So a couple of things I want to ask you about. When you wrote that down, What were some of the, how did you navigate what steps to take next? Or did you even have to have a clear idea? Like, how did it start to manifest from the point where you had decided that's what you wanted to do?
Well, like I said, having been part of these monthly 72-hour film challenges back in 2016, I think it was, each month had a different theme, and group of us would get together, and form a team. There would be a director and a writer, and then you would cast it, and after you had the story, and then over one weekend you would shoot it, edit it, and turn it in, and there would be a monthly screening. So that whole process was exciting to me. And I thought, all right, well, I don't want to go back to the city with all of this stuff going on. It's not safe and people aren't doing it anyway. But I knew there were people locally. I knew I had a friend who was doing short films. And I didn't know what was on his docket coming up, but I just thought, well, if I could, there's so many beautiful locations on Long Island where I live, and I'm on the water, and I had already created two short films that were shot at my family's marina. I said, I'd like to do that again. That lit me up. So I got specific about I want it to be a short film because I don't want it to take up too much time. I want it to be shooting in my local area. I want to work with like-minded creative people and be part of the process. I don't want to just be an actor, going to set and that's it. I want to have to be part of creating it and making it happen. That comes from having co-founded this theater company and producing Shakespeare in the Park, and giving other people an opportunity to use their creative juices. I love being able to invite other people in because why not elevate each other, right? That's what I'm all about, elevating creative people. And so I got really specific about that when I wrote it down. The part I left out was I would love to be paid. I left that out. So it was really a volunteer thing, which was fine. And I got so much juice out of it that, and so many of us actors love it so much that we do it for free when, our talents and gifts are valuable. So I vowed next time that I would write it down with how much I want to be paid.
You know, I've heard similar stories to that so many times. And it's like, you know, but in that moment, right, where, you know, things are not that exciting and we're trying to design the next step, but still from this darker place, it's really hard to think about that or all, even all of the things. And my mentor used to always say to me, say, well, if you look back, did you really achieve what you wanted to achieve? And what were all of the other things that you achieved along the way? You know, circle your favorite thing, and maybe that was your goal all along, right? And so when I hear that, it's like maybe the goal was just for the lights to come back on. And because you look at your energy now and you're bright and you're happy and you've got this wonderful energy about you. So that is, right. And then from there, it's like, okay, now what?
What's next? Because it's never one and done. When you have a dream or a goal and you achieve that, you're not done. It's what's next. What else can I create and achieve? And the other thing I want to say is you can't get where you want to go from the energy of the problem. If I stayed in the energy of the problem of how unfulfilled I was doing what I was doing, I mean, I worked for my family's business on and off my whole life, and I appreciate everything that provided for me raising my children. And I'm third generation, so I'm very proud of all of that. However, it's not my calling, so as long as I had at least on the side being able to do what I love, it was okay. But I wanted to shift that and make the other thing what really lights me up, the main thing. And in a way, coaching is similar to that. It's you're turning on the lights for somebody else and helping them tell their story. So the key to creating the vision is to come from that place as if you've already done it, as if it's already complete. What does it feel like? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? Use all your senses. Like, what's the overall feeling you have? I'm so happy and grateful now that I have created this thing. I've done this. I've traveled to this place. I've got this new job, and I love the people I'm working with, and I can't wait to get up in the morning and go there and do the thing. That's the energy you want to come from. And describing that in detail on paper and becoming like, to use, my creative side, put on the costume. Put on the sparkle, get your second act sparkle awaits. Put on the sparkle. Act as if you are that person already. And watch what you magnetize to yourself. Just the energy of being in that way, you it's like you can't watch the Discovery Channel if you've got CNN on your TV. It's not going to happen. You have to tune in to the energy of what it is you're looking for, right?
I love that. I want to give people an opportunity to connect with you. I mean, this has all been good. I love your story. And just before we do that, can you describe for us, who do you typically help? What are some of the things that you're hearing, the situations that people are coming to you with, just so that anyone listening in here goes, "Oh, that's me. I need to talk to Amy."
Well, as I said, I'm guiding women navigating change. The majority of my so far, my clients have been women, and in that, I'd say 40 and up, though I had one client who was under that age, and they're dissatisfied with their current job situation. I had one who, wanted to have a better job in the city so she could write her book, and she decided to self-publish, and she's now winning awards with this book. I have another who wanted to leave the restaurant business and is now decided to create her own business as a service provider for the elderly and children. And career change and or empty nest, like, now what do? I might raise my kids. I will I'm not done, or I'm headed to retirement, but I have more to give. I don't want to be pushed out the door. I'm not done. This other thing is what I want, and I just need help getting there. Those are my, I would say, ideal clients who are just stuck and don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah, and from time to time in life, that's how a lot of us feel, and we're going to go through that from time to time. And it's, like your story, someone else helped you lift you out of that,
Yes.
and we are not always blessed with that person coming to us. Sometimes we need to go to them,
Yes.
it's, to say, I am not happy where I'm at, and I would like some help to get out of that. And that's what I love so much about the work that you do, Amy, is that you're that person. And so tell a little, share with everyone how they can connect with you. We'll make sure we put all the links beneath this video and into the podcast, because I know you have your website and you have a free gift that might be a good next step for people. Tell everyone about that.
Sure. You can see my little logo there, Act Now Life Coaching, with the little director's chair, because I feel like, you should be directing your own life. You are the star of your own life. So I chose the director's seat. And the complimentary abundance affirmation guide that's free on my website gives you some affirmations that you can say daily, put them up. You can download them, cut them out, put them on your mirror, say them in the morning, because, coming from a place of abundance, not only on a monetary level, but also just that life has a abundance to offer you. And repeating these things sometimes can really help lift you out of that dark place if that's where you are. So that is free on my website, and you just drop your email in there and it'll be sent immediately.
Fantastic. Well, if you're watching this on video, look, but just beneath this video, all of Amy's links are there. And if you happen to be listening to this on a podcast on any sort of mobile device, just check into the player that you're on, and all of the in the show notes, all of the links are there as well. Amy, this has been fantastic, and I know our time is running out on this episode. But before I let you go, I wanted to ask you a question. I mean, this is all a personal growth journey. Everything we do in life is, and for me, I've been such a self improvement enthusiast over the years, almost 30 years. Books have played a big part of that. And so while you're here, I just want to ask you, like, is there a book that you have read that has been instrumental in your growth, in your journey, that you would recommend as a must read for others?
Oh my goodness. I have what I call a wisdom library, and there are so many books in there. Currently, I am reading a book called Fearless Female Leaders, and it's written by Kathy McAfee and Rosemary Pate. I'm going to hold it up here. Fearless Female, whoop, there it is. And Stories and Strategies to Empower More Women to Lead. And I'm really enjoying reading that. And she's got a lot, they have a lot of great bonus things that you can download. I think it's available on Amazon and for download, as well as to buy the hard copy. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Fantastic. Well, I'll make sure I put the link to that beneath this video and in the podcast show notes as well for other people to check out. So, great recommendation. And I just love, like, we live in a time now where, I mean, books are being published at a faster rate than ever. And I think people are feeling inspired to tell their story. And I'm not talking about AI books, like, yeah, there's that, but I'm talking about people really telling their story. And we all have our battle scars, we all have our challenges, but we all have our triumphs as well. And in that, there's so much learning. What did we learn from that, and what can others take from that and use in their life as well? And Amy, that's what I really appreciate about you, is that you're someone who has done that and is now helping others on their journey. So thank you. You've also been a wonderful guest, so I appreciate this. To my audience, I want to say, hopefully this has inspired you, and I highly encourage you to go to Amy's website, get the free gift, reach out to her. All of the and I want you to pick something that you heard us, either something you heard us say today or something we reminded you of. Maybe there was a trigger Maybe there was something that, maybe as Amy was telling her story about what her passion was for being an actor and being in a production, maybe that made you think of, oh, well, I really love to do this, or I'd really like to do that. Maybe it's something like that. Write it down and, take a step towards it. You don't have to see, how's this going to happen? None of us know how it's going to happen, just so you know. The sooner I drop to that, the better. Just take the next step towards it and, write your own story of personal transformation and overcoming limitations, because we want you to have that happier and more fulfilling life now. So, thank you so much, Amy, for being a guest on the show. Thank you to our audience. Go out there, keep moving forward, and we will see you on the next one. This has been the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson, and go out there and make it a good one, everybody. See you soon.